And it's now time for your daily Fortis News Break, the production of Fortis Institute. We'll start in California today, where a Marina Del Rey woman named Brenda Lee Brown Armstrong has agreed to plead guilty to a federal charge of paying people to register to vote. For roughly 20 years, Armstrong worked as a paid petition circulator, and prosecutors say she handed cash to homeless people to sign official ballot petitions. We're constantly told this kind of thing never happens. Turns out it does. The only real difference is that she got caught on camera in this case. In Colorado, the state Supreme Court has just ordered Children's Hospital Colorado to resume so-called gender transitions for minors. The hospital stopped doing those procedures back in January after federal health officials concluded the treatments were neither safe nor effective. But in a 5-2 ruling, the court sided with four families, calling it discriminatory to withhold cross-sex hormones from kids who want them. So to a hospital that finally decided to follow the science, now they're being ordered by judges to ignore it. And speaking of children, Cosmopolitan magazine is now coaching readers on how to get around abortion pill bans by skipping the first drug and using only the second. The problem with that is that it can result in a live premature birth, which means Cosmo's clever little workaround ends with a woman watching a living baby gasp for air. It's hard not to identify the side of evil here, folks. You just need eyes to see. And the pattern continues in North Carolina, Harnett County specifically, where two married men, Joshua Gilliam and Ronald Lynch, adopted five boys. Now they've been charged with child sexual exploitation and rape. Investigators have identified at least two victims, and police were reportedly tipped off a full year before the arrests. We hear, I would say endlessly, that this arrangement is equal to or even better than a mom and a dad. But the evidence just continues to suggest otherwise. On the media front, the Southern Poverty Law Center, long treated as America's official referee on hate groups, is now facing an 11-count federal indictment for wire fraud and money laundering. Among the allegations, the group quietly funneled money to the very extremists it's claimed to be tracking. And the response from Big Tech, the Google, Yahoo, and MSN news app, completely ignored it, while Wikipedia buried the story 65 paragraphs deep. Finally, in San Francisco, Nancy Pelosi has endorsed City Supervisor Connie Chan to fill her congressional seat, snubbing the frontrunner, openly gay state senator Scott Werner. Werner authored California's transgender sanctuary laws and once pushed to soften sentences for people who knowingly exposed others to HIV. Even by San Francisco standards, that's a resume. And that wraps up today's Fortis News Break. I'm Jimmy Hicks. If you want more, you can download Fortis Plus or sign up to become a Fortis Insider for exclusive daily content, both of which can be done at FortisInstitute.org. And don't forget, you can subscribe to Fortis News on your favorite podcast app in order to get these updates daily. And until tomorrow, go serve your king.